All right, you, where's the popcorn? Well, yes, if we're going to be watching something, I absolutely insist we have snacks. Let's see. You've got, oh, caramel. Never had those before. These ones have got chocolate on. Where did you get these? Yeah, you don't normally get them in this country. Nice. Okay, so can we have those and these ones here, the caramel ones and the marshmallow sugary, I don't know, this thing here. Perfect. No, that was the deal. I picked the snacks, you picked the movie. That's fine. So, what do you fancy? Oh, really? Giant robots aren't enough for you, eh? You need a couple of monsters in there as well. No, that's fine. All right, so I'll set this all up and then you get the DVD in. No, I'm a little bit tired, but, you know, that's kind of normal at this point. But that's why a nice evening in is just what I needed. Thanks for the invite. Well, yeah, it beats being home alone. I mean, sure, I can hang out with Mittens, but she doesn't really talk all that much. Well, it's like I said before, I don't speak cat, so I... No, this is nice. So, thank you. I appreciate this. So, how have you been? But yeah, I know. But talking at training is a bit different to talking properly, right? I mean, I haven't seen you for a little bit. I mean, it's been difficult to go out and get a coffee and whatnot. So, you know, how are you? What's going on in the life of my greatest rival come bestie? I suppose you are. I mean, we're not teenagers anymore. Best friends is a kind of teenagery sort of concept, I suppose. But I, yes, you're my best friend. I don't think so. I mean, what's it been, a couple of months? Yeah, I mean, that's long enough to know if you like hanging around with somebody, right? Yes, with a few years before that as well, but that's different. I went to the library yesterday. I had to return some books, and when I thought I'd pick up a couple more, there's a couple of really good ones by this new sci-fi guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name. I don't know. I'll have to show you. But I picked up a couple of those, and then I also spent some time looking through the guy that you recommended, the salmon guy. Yeah, Salman Rushdie. Okay, fine. Look, I'm not a literary genius like you are. Okay. But I thought I'd look up his stuff as well. And I picked up a couple of them. Yeah. I'm looking forward to reading those. I got one of them as a, you know, like a spoken, like an audiobook. Yeah, I'm lazy, but it means I can listen to it while I'm training at home, you know, while I'm doing some of the weight training and stuff. Yeah, because I get bad shoulders if I sit up with a book. No, a Kindle isn't a real book. I'm not getting an e-reader. No. No, you heretic. You can have the e-reader. I will take the nice traditional paper with printed ink. Thank you very much. No, I understand completely. I honestly do. The idea that you can have so many books in one place is great, but I don't read as much as you do, so there's no point. Anyway, I like going to the library. Yes, I found them too. the crochet group. Well, no, it's like I told you before. They meet there every, what, Thursday evening or something? And they were there the last time I went in. So I got my books and I sat down with them and they showed me some of the weird stuff they were making. It's really cute, by the way. Yeah, they make scarves and shawls and weird things with hoods on. And they make the cutest little toys. You would not believe it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that that game you play with the balls and you have to catch the thing inside? Yes, Pokemon, that one. Well, they make some of those things. Yeah, the yellow one with the kind of red cheeks, the Pikachu. Yeah, him. That they make it with crochet and they stuff them and they're just these really cute little toys. It's really cute. Anyway, well done, Madam Diversionary, but I was asking how you are. Yes. Yes, you've had this kind of giddy smile on your face all evening, and I want to know what that's all about. I think I know you well enough by now to know if something's cheered you up or made you extremely happy. So you're going to tell me. Why would I be upset? Why would something that makes you happy make me upset? Don't be silly. Come on, sit down, sit down. Yeah, the popcorn's there. The weird chocolate thing is here. We can sit. And while the DVD is heating up or whatever it is, you can tell me about it. Yes, I'm not leaving until you tell me. Why wouldn't you share good news? Come on. Yes, I remember you went to... What was it? A convention for the wood turning thing, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This big makers event, and there were all sorts of people there. Loads of different makers that you've been watching, like the YouTube people. Okay, yeah, yes, I knew about that. So what happened there? Did you sell some stuff? Oh, that's amazing! Well done. What did you sell? The bowl with the. Oh, cool. Is that the one with the, you know, you made the bowl, but you made it in layers and then chunks. So it's got all these little squares in and yeah, that one. Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations. Now, I know that took you hours and hours to make, so I'm glad you were able to sell it. I hope it's going to a good home. Hmm. What about that set of coasters you made? Yeah, you know the ones I gave you, all those pine cones, and you said you'd coat them in resin and then do something weird with them. And yeah, 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 those. Okay. Well, what are you keeping them for? Aw. Oh, that's sweet. I collected the pine cones so you could do something with them, not so you could just give them back to me. No, I would never turn down a gift. That's really sweet. Thank you. I look forward to it. Okay, so where's the remote gone? No, yeah, I've got it. It's just down the top. Do you stuff everything down the side of your sofa? You do. You're such a slob. Okay, now I've got it. Okay, and here we go. Oof, God, that is some loud music, blimey. Wait, what? Say that again. Hang on. I just need to pause this. You did what? A date? Wait, what? Like an actual, like, going out cinema meal ice skating kind of date? That's awesome. Yeah? What's her name? Oh, no, I wouldn't know her, but I'm curious. What's her name? What's she like? Huh, nice name. And what, she asked you to go with her to another convention? An overnight convention? Wow, okay. Cool. So what, you'll go there and meet her and then overnight hotel. Cool. Hey, well, I know you really enjoy the convention, so that'll be nice. When is it? Cool. Well, I hope you have a really nice time with her. So, how long have you known her? Yeah? Cool. Where did you meet? Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. And she was selling stuff there as well. Pottery. Hey, that's cool. Wow, she's so creative. That's perfect. You do wood turning, she does pottery. It's really nice when when two creative people find a common ground. I have just remembered I haven't fed mittens. I need to go. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know. I came over here in a rush. I wasn't thinking, and you know what she's like. You've seen her. She will go completely crazy if I don't feed her. So I'm gonna go home and sort her out. But I will see you. I will see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. No, nothing's wrong. Why would anything be wrong? I told you, I need to feed Mittens before she tears apart my furniture. Where are my shoes? Okay, here they are. Let me put this on. So when is your date anyway? Oh yeah, right. Sorry, you already said. Well, you'll tell me about it, won't you? Yeah, it'll be nice to hear about the event and all the other creative people there selling their stuff and doing workshops and stuff. I'm just gonna grab my coat. Yeah, sorry, I didn't open the popcorn, so you can stick it back in the cupboard if you need to. Yeah, you couldn't really eat all of that on your own, could you? So it's a good thing I didn't. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna feed Mittens. You enjoy the mechs and the monsters, and I will catch you tomorrow, okay? Yeah. Oh yeah, okay, yes, goodbye. Yes, hugs. I like hugs. Okay, listen. You gotta let go. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Yeah, okay. Bye. Fuck. What the hell is wrong with me? She must think I'm completely insane. She must think I am a complete lunatic. What is. Why did I bail like that? Why did I. God, it's cold out here. God, I hate the cold. Ow. Okay, slow down. Slow down, girl. You're gonna mess up your knee again. Just walk like a normal person. Not like you're running away. I'm not running away. I mean, what am I running away from? I'm not running away. She's my friend. I'm not gonna run away from my friend. I have to feed the cat. I have to feed Mittens. That's what this is about. It's fine. I'm not. Oh, God. Who am I kidding? I'm not kidding anybody. Least of all her. Oh, dear. So she has a date. She has a date. She has a date. I mean, that's fine, right? That's not a problem. She has a date. Why does that make me feel so weird? Screw this, I'm going home. I'm going to wrap up with mittens and just not think about this. Oh, come on. Hello? Sorry, no, I'm not yelling. Hi again. No, I told you I'm fine. I have to feed mittens. Do you know what? I don't believe me either. Look, I don't want to make it weird or anything, but oh, God. I just want you to have a nice time on your date, okay? I want you to have fun and enjoy this woman that you've met, who you clearly have a lot in common with, and that's all I want, okay? And no, what are you talking about? No, come on. Why would I be upset? No, I'm not upset. You're my friend, and I'm pleased for you. Now, just last week, you were telling me that you're feeling lonely and that you miss having somebody. So why would that upset me? No, you're imagining things, honestly. I just, like I said, I need to go home and make sure the cat's okay. But you enjoy the movie, enjoy the popcorn of weirdness, and I will catch you tomorrow. Okay. No, I'm fine, honestly. No, I'm walking. I'm walking home and it's not that cold. Okay, look, my knee is fine. Honestly, my knee is fine, but if it bothers you that much, I'll hop in a cab, okay? Yeah, I know the cold plays up with the joints. I know. They're attached to me, okay? I felt like a walk. I felt like burning off some energy before I get back into the house. And there's no cab rank around here anyway. I'd be waiting for ages. And in that time, I could just walk home. Okay. No, fine. If it'll make you feel better, I'll get a cab. Okay? I'm fine. Hey. After everything we've been through, am I really going to lie to you now? Aren't we past that? No, I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine. And I will catch a cab to take me the rest of the way home. I will see you tomorrow. Okay? Cool. Yeah, bye. Bye. I am not fine. I am absolutely not fine. Fuck it. Oh, she's right though. I need to find a cab. There's a rank this way. Okay, let's go.